Books on Tape presents My Life in France by Julia Child with Alex Prudhomme. Read by Kimberly Farr. Forward. In August 2004, Julia Child and I sat in her small, lush garden in Montecito, California, talking about her life. She was thin and a bit stooped, but more vigorous than she'd been in weeks. We were in the midst of writing this book together. When I asked her what she remembered about Paris in the 1950s, she recalled that she had learned to cook everything from snails to wild boar at the Cordon Bleu, that marketing in France had taught her the value of les human relations. She lamented that in her day the American housewife had to juggle cooking the soup and boiling the diapers, adding, "If she mixed the two together, imagine what a lovely combination that would make." The idea for My Life in France had been gestating since 1969, when her husband, Paul, sifted through hundreds of letters that he and Julia had written his twin brother Charles Child, my grandfather, from France in 1948 to 1954. Paul suggested creating a book from the letters about their favorite formative years together. But for one reason or another, the book never got written. Paul died in 1994, aged 92. Yet Julia never gave up on the idea and would often talk about her intention to write the France book. She saw it in part as a tribute to her husband, the man who had swept her off to Paris in the first place. I was a professional writer and had long wanted to work on a collaborative project with Julia. But she was self-reliant, and for years had politely...